This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah says that when it is said to them, follow what Allah has revealed. وَإِذَا قِيلَ وَاتَّبِعُ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ They reply, قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا They say, no, we will follow what our ancestors have given us. We're going to follow the way of our ancestors. Then Allah says that what if their ancestors did not understand anything? What if their ancestors were themselves not guided? What if their ancestors didn't know as well as the Quran is coming and teaching them? Now this is a huge lesson for all of us here. Why? Because the majority of time when people reject the truth, it is because it clashes with the religion or the culture or the morality or the ethics that they themselves have absorbed from the time frame that they are in. And their limited minds cannot think beyond their own time frame, beyond what they have inherited from their own ancestors. And you know, here we are criticizing those Quraysh, that why couldn't they see through? Why couldn't they lift up the blinders and say that Allah knew best, the Prophet ﷺ knew best, just because they were born in paganism? Why did they have to accept paganism? So we criticize them and we don't realize that sometimes me and you, we fall prey to the same paradigm, the same problem. Just because everybody in our culture has accepted something as ethical, as moral, they've accepted a certain value as positive, and then the Quran comes and clashes with that, and we think, hold on a sec, that doesn't make any sense. I know for a fact, because my culture says so, that X is true. Now the Quran is coming and saying X is not true, and then we problematize the Quran. Don't we see we are falling into the same paradigm? And Allah says in the Quran, what if your ancestors were wrong? What if your culture is wrong? What if the morality... And you know, here's the irony, and I have to say this explicitly. The Quraysh, at least they had 10 generations of ancestors that they can say, you know what, we have a solid tradition, we have a solid paganism, we have a solid idolatry that we've inherited for a millennia. At least they have a long tradition, not that it makes it right. But I'm saying, the culture of our times, when they criticize the Quran, it doesn't even go back 20 years, 30 years, one generation ago, and certain values, certain morality, certain sexuality, certain notions of family, certain notions of liberalism and whatnot have become in vogue. And then we believe that is the end all and be all. And we are going to base the validity of the eternal speech of Allah based upon the ephemeral or the temporary nature of our values. And our values are changing night and day. They change from year to year. They change from generation to generation. And that is why we need a force, we need a speech that is beyond the speech of men to tell us right from wrong. And so Allah is saying, don't base truth on what your culture says. Think about this. Think long and hard. Don't be so blind that just because everybody is saying it, it doesn't make it right. And Allah says in the Quran that what if your ancestors were wrong and didn't understand? What if your ancestors were not guided? And so the Quran is coming, هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ. This is what the guidance is. This is what will tell us right from wrong. And also, the Quran tells us in the same series of verses that, you know, on the day of judgment, your culture, your people, your ancestors will not save you. Surah Al-Baqarah, that Allah says in the Quran, that on that day, إِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ تُبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ تَبَعُوا وَرَأُوا الْعَذَابَ وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابِ On that day, those who were followed will disown themselves from those who followed them. They're going to say, yeah, it's not our fault that you followed us. And the both of them are going to see the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all ties will be severed between them. What is this notion here? The notion is that on the day of judgment, later people are going to blame the earlier people. Later people are going to say, Allah, it's not my fault. My culture did this. My people did this. My ancestors did this. And so the ancestors are going to say, hey, it's not our fault that you followed us. It's your own fault. And وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابِ And all links between the two are going to cut off. Dear Muslim, dear young man and woman, whoever you look up to, on the Day of Judgment, you will come alone. You will have to answer for yourself on the Day of Judgment. You cannot quote a famous person or a philosopher or a thinker. You cannot quote somebody and say, hey, because of him I followed it. Allah gave you your own independence. Allah gave you your life and your health. Allah gave you your rationality and your intellect. You cannot just say, everybody's saying it, I'm just going to be a blind sheep and follow along. No. وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابِ All links are going to break on that day. And you cannot blame anybody else. And this is very clear throughout the whole Quran, and especially here in Surah Al-Baqarah.
فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَا اسْتَحْيَيْتَهُ تَعْصِينِي وَلَا تَخْشَى مِنَ الْعَتَبِي وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا ربي تعود إلى رضا ربي